You know, that's not our issue. We played well. We got through the bye week, and we got a big challenge in our hand this week. That's the only thing that matters to us.
You told the guys, hey, kneel down. It's only been a week. Don't forget how to do the special teams out there. Were they rusty at all?
No, they're fine. Actually, had a good practice. You know, one of the things that concerns you coming off a bye week, or you know, the penalties tend to increase just ever so slightly, and then you have ball security issues, and so that was the emphasis today. Is just, you know, don't practice penalties and protect the football and get back, you know, to the execution part of the football. So you know, I felt like it was a good practice. We had most everybody practicing, and you know, they have a pretty good understanding already about the challenges it faces this week as far as the Chiefs are concerned.
What are the pitfalls when you have an unbeaten team going against a team that's only one win so far?
You know, it's really unlikely that anybody's going to have those kind of things going through their mind to kick off. The challenge is the preparation week, and this team thus far knows how to prepare. I mean, you look at their team. There are very, very good players in different positions. You know, Tony Gonzalez and Dwayne Bowe, and both the running backs are big play guys. And Brody Croyle has made plays. He was playing very, very well before he got hurt against New England, at New England. And he's back, and he's had an extra week of preparation. You got a disciplined team that's got very few penalties and gets turnovers, and they're young and they're getting better, and they have nothing to lose. So there's no issues as far as us being ready to play. It's how we prepare this week.
Does the Giants' loss help keep you guys on track?
You know, this team's not concerned about its record right now. We're concerned about winning the next game. That's all that matters. And if we let those outside influences or those things that happen outside the building affect us, then, you know, we're not nearly where we should be.
How much of a different team are they than the one you faced last December?
It's a much younger team. There's 17 rookies on the roster, and I think there's 26 players on the roster with 2 years or less experience. And so, they're just getting better and better, you know. Coach Edwards was upfront about their plan. They had to rebuild, and they were going to take their lumps. And they've won a ball game against a very good team. You know, four of the five teams they've played this year have winning records, and we can't say that for ourselves. And they beat a team with a winning record. So, you know, there's. You can make all you want about our records right now, but this is going to be a tough ballgame.
A couple of years ago, you were in that exact same situation, playing a lot of young guys. Do you see signs of them turning the corner?
You can see it every week. They're improving. I mean, they're fighting and they're playing hard. The rookie corners are improving. Their offensive line's improving, and you know they're going to take advantage of their strengths and try to improve their weaknesses. And you know, it's going to be a good team. They're on the right track. It's apparent they have a plan, and nobody likes to go through it. We went through it, and it's hard. And you know what makes it even harder is when you have injuries, and they don't right now. So that gives them a chance.
How much were you hoping they might get rid of Gonzalez?
Tony's a big challenge for us. It's always been a big challenge. It's a challenge for everybody. And so, you know, they're going to make their decisions. They make their decisions, and they move on. Those things are out of our control.
How do you kind of characterize Dwayne Bowe and how he's progressed this time of the so far?
You know, he made a lot of plays early last year and was making plays throughout the season. He's making some great catches right now. His success is just dependent on, and it's unlimited, it's dependent on just working with the same quarterback. You know, he hasn't had that luxury, but you can see the plays, and they were on the same page early in the New England game, and you know, we saw a lot of good things out of him in the preseason. So he's an out-of-frame guy. He's a big, tall guy that can make the catch and keep drives alive and make the tough catch in the end zone. So he's going to be a very good player.
You could make a case, Jeff, for this being the kind of setup game that could upset a team like the Titans.
You know, if we're going in there with the expectation to play our best game thus far, and in order to do that, we have to prepare have the best preparation week we can have. You know, it's every weekend is a challenge in the National Football League. We've seen that. You saw that last week. We saw early in the season teams that were picked to win the division and go undefeated and get beat. And you know, it's a matter of staying the course and preparing and being pros about how you take your approach week after week.
Has there been any thought about Pac-Man suspension, how it affects your draft picks?
No, not at all. You know, that was over. We went on when the commissioner initially suspended him. And, you know, it was a good deal for us, and we moved on. That's the Cowboys issue and the league issue.
Yeah, are KVB and Tony Brown any closer to coming
They didn't practice today. We haven't ruled them out. If from potential practice tomorrow.
For their D-line, how's Glenn Dorsey come along for them?
You know, he's it's fun to watch. You can see him improving. He's got some skills and some instincts and some amazing strength as a young player. So, you know, we'll have our hands full up front. He ties it up and you know, he can put pressure on your interior line.
What was that like with Roos at the game? Red, you guys were going to be on opposite sidelines.
Well, you know, the game was over, and the two teams, they met midfield, congratulated each other, and Mike and I met about the 20-yard line midfield and congratulated each other.